Luke 7:31-35. Jesus said to the crowds, "To what shall I compare the people of this generation? What are they like? They're like children who sit in the marketplace and call to one another. We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not weep. For John the Baptist came, neither eating food nor drinking wine, and you said, 'He's possessed by a demon.' The Son of Man came, eating and drinking, and you said, 'Look, he's a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is vindicated by all her children." The Gospel of the Lord. I had vacation time recently and spent it with my family. Our family is busy building the next generation. A niece is pregnant with her third child. Another niece has three children. My nephew and his wife have two. It's wonderful to return to see the little ones, to sit on the floor and play with them. They're game for anything, pretending with dolls and fire trucks and building blocks and tiny stuffed toy animals. They're quick to say yes when I offer to sit with them and read a story. Why, I've even been able to draw them away from television at the offer, "Let's play a game." I'm sure there are times when they just don't want to do it, but from this observer's point of view, those times seem rare. In a loving family, when there isn't a scarcity of food and great insecurity, when parents are loving and the home is secure, children don't have to fret about what's for breakfast, what should they wear today, nor do they have to worry over a mortgage payment, problems at work. That'll come later, so little children, free from anxieties, have plenty of time to play and to hear stories. Jesus made an offer to the people of his day. He calls them this generation. He had announced it from the beginning, his gift, good news to the poor, sight to the blind. Now, for some, their physical sight would be restored. But for all who would accept him, Jesus would give them another kind of sight. Through Jesus' words and his actions, people would come to see God's saving presence in their lives. At last, they would understand that God had come to set them free from the weight of their sins. They would be able to say what Simeon said that day when he took the newborn Jesus into his arms in the temple. "My eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all God's people." But hearing Jesus and seeing his works didn't always lead people to believe. The gospel shows it today. It's sad that Jesus was rejected. And it's sad that he's still rejected. We're like petulant children. Our world continues to seek to solve conflict with violence. We childishly pout, and one generation after another holds on to past hurts and grievances. And we seek to get even, like spoiled sports after losing a game. It's sad that even in this generation of our church, leaders and laity can be so immature, continue to squabble and divide against one another around rituals and customs and ministry and employment and the use of authority. Today's gospel certainly is a reminder of how petulant and resistant to God we can be. If we children of the reign of God could realize our need for God and be open to God's activities in our daily lives, we too would experience the freedom that Jesus came to bring. If we could be childlike, receptive to the gift that Christ is for us, we would gladly get up and leave behind what distracts and consumes us, what frightens and makes us anxious. And we would join others in celebrating what God is doing for us at this very moment. we would join in a playful celebration with God's people. But we are like children who don't want to join the celebration. We can't accept what we hear from Jesus about God's forgiveness and the healing that is being offered to us right now. Healing. We don't have to return to guilt over past misdeeds. Healing. We don't have to clutch on to what grudges we have and the grudges we bear certain people in our lives. We can be healed. We don't have to suspect and feel threatened by the newcomers in our midst. Healing. We don't have to be without hope. The present is not all there is. And with God, anything is possible. At Eucharist today, we're like children sitting in our God's lap. Such a loving parent. Listening to the story about our God's care and concern for us. Singing God's praises. And because we are hungry children, confidently approaching God's table for a food that we little ones cannot provide for ourselves. Wisdom is vindicated, as Jesus says, by all her children.